Así que llama ya al 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. It's a show with no name.
Welcome back, welcome back. We are here for the third part of today's show. And we've got so much more still to cover on our English adventure. Join us, my amigos. We are on Instagram. Grupo_Vaughn, where tons of cool students are playing along and having some fun with us as they do every day. And remember, if you can't play along on Instagram, that's fine too. We love you just the same because, well, we love all our students. It doesn't matter if you guys are here every day or if you're listening at another time, you are just as important. In fact, I know some people, some very well-known people. I won't mention names because I don't like to embarrass people, especially without talking to them. But I happen to know that you guys are not alone at all, because there are many, many people in all different worlds, from athletes, deportistas, to huge people, singers, who listen to Vaughn Radio. And I know that. It's confirmed. I can tell you people who you probably watch on the news every day are big Vaughn Radio listeners. So a shout out to all of you who are very well known, but you keep a low profile here listening to us on Vaughn Radio. We love you too. We love you all. We love you all. Es algo que decía Ozzy Osbourne siempre en concierto. We fucking love you all. All right. Well, ladies, I'm not Ozzy Osbourne. I don't think I could ever do enough drugs in my life to be Ozzy Osbourne, to beat his level. All right. Well, folks, let's, before we get back into the homophone section, what we need to do first is we need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time. So, guys, write down what you hear.
You turn it around and say to people, "This is, let me introduce you to a whole different point of view or a different perspective." And I think I succeeded in doing that with not only with Lando, but with most of the things I've done. I mean, when people can quote lines that you've used in movies, I think that says a great deal.
Okay, guys, that was the third listen. You're going to get just one more listen. So hopefully you guys will be able to get that down. Now let's go over to our homophone section and see what you guys came up with. Our first person to participate is Born to Iron Man. And he says the words are and they are homophones. Okay, let's see. Now, Born to Iron Man is normally pretty spot on. Let's see if anybody else participated. J.M. Hermosilla says the two words are and you can bet they're homophones. O sea, él apuesta. He's like, seguro que sí. You can bet that they're homophones. Okay. Leonardo says, I hope you don't your teeth if I say that the two words and they're homophones. So right now, everybody's saying that they are. There's Chris as well. Imoveda. Jesus says definitely. Claudia says great. Sounds exactly the same as great. Oh, did I just say the words? All right. Well, let's take a look then. So the first word you should know, because we say it constantly. It's like we overuse this word. Oh, great. How was your weekend? Great, great. Oh, I had a great time. Great, 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 great. We love it. We love that word, okay? And it means genial. So I had a great time. Lo pasé genial. Have a great weekend. Que pases un buen fin de semana. He's a great person. Es una buena persona. We use it all the time. But also, they have a great debt to pay. Tienen una gran deuda que pagar. In that case, it means large, right? a large amount. So that is great. Okay, good. Fantastic. Now, the second word is great. No, pero it's spelled differently. It's grate. But you say the word great exactly the same. So all of you who said that these words are homophones, congrats. You got it.
Anything you want, you got it. Only homophones, you got it. Anything at all, you got it.
You guys got it. In fact, if I scroll around here, it looks like it was unanimous. It looks like you all got today's homophone section. So excellent job, my amigos. You're doing a great job. Now, the word that doesn't sound the same is the word greet. Okay? To greet somebody is saludar a alguien. So be careful, because I've heard people pronounce great, genial, como greet. And greet, G-R-E-E-T, es saludar. We're going to have a meet and greet. We're going to greet everybody. Season's greetings. Pero estas, de hecho, acuérdate esto si te lías a la hora de pronunciarlo y dices greet, porque no es greet, it's great. Just remember that when we abbreviate it, like in like chat language, you know, it's G-R-8. G-R y la letra H, y el número 8. Great, great. Okay, so don't confuse it with the word greet. These two words sound the same, but the word greet sounds different. That's the E sound, and these are the A sound. So there you go, my amigos. And it looks like we've got somebody who has nailed the Say What soundbite, and we still have one more listen, so give it up for your classmate, J.M. Hermosilla. Great job. Great job. All right. I don't know. I imagine you might be missing some. I think it's sound. Okay. Not bad. I see a couple things that I'm not too sure about, but it looks like you got, I mean, the majority of it. So excellent job. And look at your classmates congratulating you. This is lovely. I always love to see you guys encouraging each other. As I said, it's a nice change to what you see on Twitter and, you know, on social media in general. People like tearing each other apart, you know, and trying to hurt each other. I don't get it. And here, it's the exact opposite. So don't only keep up the English work, but keep up the good work of being great people. And there's that word again, great. You got to know how to pronounce it, because we always say that word. And I think it now would be a great time to move on to our next section, Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And as always, this is where we give you a little excerpt from a movie and we see if you recognize it. And of course, we'll learn English vocabulary, pronunciation, and anything we can from this. Okay, so let's start with the trailer. As always, I give you the trailer, which gives you, if you know your movies, it'll give you a huge clue, because it's the gist of it. It's el hilo. You know, that's what they're telling you, what it's about. So here we go. And then we'll go through the scene afterwards. Okay. I love this movie, by the way, and was indirectly influenced by it, if I think about it. Okay. So here we go. In 1965, an unorthodox and irreverent DJ named Adrian Kronauer begins to shake up things when he is assigned to the U.S. Armed Services radio station in Vietnam. I think you got a lot of huge clues there, guys. Think about that there. A couple words in there where you're like, wait a second, radio, you know, some of those words, and it tells you the guy's name. So if you're a fan of this movie, like I am, you would have known it the moment they said his name here. Okay, so let's see. In 1965, en el año 65, an unorthodox, let's pronounce that, unorthodox is poco ortodoxo. An unorthodox and irreverent DJ. Now, irreverent, how do you say this in Spanish? See, this is where I learn stuff too, guys. I go over here to word reference, irreverent. Irreverente. A veces acuela, right? It's somebody who doesn't show respect to authority, right? No demuestran respeto. So an unorthodox, irreverent DJ, a disc jockey on a radio, named Adrian Cronauer, begins to shake up things. So to shake things up is agitar, remover la cosa. To shake things up. Shake it up, shake it up, shake it up. I know it's in many, many songs. When he is assigned to the U.S. Armed Forces, las Fuerzas Armadas, radio station in Vietnam. And let's see, I've got somebody who gave us the movie, but that's not a complete sentence there. Solo te faltaba el it's y hubiese sido la primera María. Let's see, J.M. Hermosilla, have you got a complete sentence? Yes, you do. The movie is Good Morning Vietnam! Good Morning Vietnam, starring, that's right, starring none other than the man, Robin Williams. Chris got it as well. Jaster, you had to do it, huh? Tenía, like me, you had to extend that. Good morning, Vietnam! Man, it's addictive. Chris says, great movie, beloved Robin Williams. Oh, man, Robin Williams. What an amazing character he was. And I say character because he played a lot of characters, but he was a character as well in himself. So much that he felt like he couldn't be himself. And he committed suicide, as many of you know. He was sick, and it's interesting because a lot of people see people like these people who are the clowns. They're always making people laugh, but really on the inside, they're crying, and that's their defense mechanism. Believe me, I know this role very well. That's all I'll say. I know what, I understand that role that he played. I'm the funny guy. I'm never supposed to be sad. And that's not human. Let's be honest. So, now he ad-libbed. To ad-lib is to improvise. He ad-libbed all the lines when he was in front of the mic. What? Yeah. So, you know, the writers came up, they're like, here's the script. And then, well, we left like 75 pages blank because Robin Williams can do it better than us. Hey, at least they recognize that. Some script writers are like, no, it stays in the script. You got to be flexible, especially when you've got somebody like this who's going to give you 10, whatever he does is going to be 10 times more natural and more spontaneous than what's in that script. And everybody knows that. That's why they gave him free range on many movies. Not many actors get that. Let's put it that way. Many actors, like, you sit there and you say that line and don't say any variation on it. That's the line. And this guy, they're like, I changed the line. Like, of course, if you think it sounds better, do it. You know, because they trust him. They trust him. He built that trust. And so he ad-libbed. He improvised all those broadcasts. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you should watch them. You should see that movie in English. And as I said, indirectly influenced me. Well, I'm always joking around and I never, you know, I always like to play when I'm on the radio. And that's what he was doing too. So I guess he's one of my amazing influences, just a funny guy with a lot of energy. Now, the film was shot, rodado, the film was shot mostly in Bangkok, Thailand. And there were a lot of students from the International American School in Bangkok, and they were recruited as extras. So imagine that. You're going to school in Bangkok, and they're like, dude, we're going to hire you to be in one of the coolest movies ever. But you're not going to be Thai. You're going to be a Vietnamese, okay? Americans won't know the difference. I can tell you something. I know by someone's name, I can tell, oh, this person is Filipino or this person is Chinese. I can tell by the name, but I can't always tell. Well, the same way when I look at somebody from Norway, I don't know if he's from Norway or Sweden or what have you. I'm not an expert in guessing, and I don't care where people are from anyway. That's not my problem. You know? So they recruited these people as extras. Now, they were talking. There were talks, or se dice la expresión, they were in talks, negociaciones. They were in talks for a sequel. I didn't know this. I found this out today. And the title was going to be Good Morning Chicago. Buenos dias, Chicago. And this was basically Adrian Cronauer, the character, but going, you know, into the future now, living in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention and being kind of like a reporter. And, well, it was scrapped. To be scrapped means it went in the garbage. They never did the idea. But, oh, and another thing they did, a little thing that they overlooked, sobrepasaron, on the back of the early copies of the film, the VHS or the DVD, I don't know, was it DVD? What year did it come out? 1987, so VHS. So on the VHS, the original ones, there were pictures from the movie. And they had street signs, and the street signs were in Thai. So anybody who spoke Thai or Vietnamese would say, that's not Vietnamese. Just a minor detail, but but they overlooked it. So I imagine if you have one of those copies now, that's a collector's item of this movie that it's itself is a significant movie, I think, as well, because it doesn't just tell the story of a radio DJ. I think it tells younger people, because I didn't know about some of the stuff that was happening in Vietnam, but without being a documentary, you know what I mean? And I don't know too many people who disliked this movie. And, well, when you get when you get Robin Williams doing his thing, well, how do you, you know, Mrs. Doubtfire, Dead Poets Society, Good Will Hunting, Mork and Mindy, which was his original. If you guys haven't seen, somebody said Nano Nano. Wow, you really are a good fan, a huge fan. Nano Nano was his first catch line when he was in the show Mork and Mindy. And one of his first roles, it was a sitcom, was he played an alien. It was awesome. If you haven't seen it, you have to check it out. Good Morning Vietnam, 1987. So here's a scene between Lieutenant Stephen Hawk. And Lieutenant Stephen Hawk says, furthermore, y más. So vamos a ver cómo se traduce furthermore. F-U-R-T-H. Furthermore es más, además, in addition. Furthermore, I'm going to do my my military speech here. Furthermore, you are to stick to playing normal modes of music. Now, to stick to is aferrarte a. No cambies el guión. It's a great one to know. Stick to the script. Stick to this. No te sales de aquí. Great phrasal verb. So you are to stick to playing normal modes of music. First of all, nobody calls them modes of music. They're called genres. Not weird stuff, he says. No cosas raras. He goes, those who we'd find acceptable here, los que encontraríamos nosotros como aceptables aquí, would include Lawrence Welk. Now, my grandma listened to Lawrence Welk, and this was the 60s. So, see, talking about the different generation here. Jim Nabors, Mantovani. I don't even know many of these people, but these are obviously singers who were outdated at that time. I mean, that's the point of the scene. They were outdated. They were no longer popular. And he's like, you got to play this stuff. So then, Adrian Cronauer, played by Robin Williams, says Percy Faith, and he was joking because Percy Faith is like very like slow, like very like chilled out music, and you know you got soldiers there, you know you don't want to put them to sleep, you want to give them energy, you want to you know give them good vibes. So he says jokingly, de broma, Percy Faith, and he goes Percy Faith, good, good. Good, muy bien, ahora sí. And he was totally joking. And he goes, Andy Williams, Perry Cuomo, and certain ballads by Mr. Frank Sinatra. Fíjate, no todas, just certain ballads. So he couldn't play Frank Sinatra, at least not all of his songs. And then Adrian Cronauer, he's just, as he does here, he's irreverent. He tests his limits. And he asks, and he knows the answer, but he asks anyway. He says, Would Bob Dylan be out of line? Now, to be out of line is to be inappropriate. Okay, you were out of line. You were inappropriate. Te saliste de la cola, de la línea. That was out of line. That comment was out of line. So he says, and he knows, he says, would Bob Dylan be out of line? You know, dice out of. Would he be out of line? And Lieutenant looks at him dead serious, and he says, el teniente, the lieutenant, and he goes, way, way out of line. Muy, muy fuera de, inappropriate, you know? Way out of line. And if you think about it, why? Well, Bob Dylan was, you know, a folk rocker, you know, hippie, and a lot of his songs were protesting the war, right? If you guys remember, Bob Dylan, Bobby Zimmerman, that's his real name, Robert Zimmerman, also known as, really known as Bob Dylan, would definitely be inappropriate. Nowadays, I don't know. That would be interesting to see if they can censor music on a military base because of its message or because it's deemed, you know, dirty or whatever. So, interesting. Way, way out of line. It's a good expression to learn, to be out of line. Let's see. Jaster says, did you know Bon Scott says Shazbot Nano Nano right at the end of the last track on the Highway to Hell disc? No, I didn't. I had no idea. But I know that when we were kids, it was a very popular series, and it was called Mork and Mindy. Mork and Mindy. Let me give you some information about it. You might be able to find it. It was an American sitcom. Remember, the word sitcom is situational comedy. And it aired, right, to air is emitir, estar en emisión. It aired from September 1978 to May 1982. And then there was a spinoff of a highly successful episode of Happy Days. So that's pretty crazy. I didn't know that. I'm just learning this now. There was a very, 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 very popular show called Happy Days with the Fonz. Oh, happy days are here again. Everybody who grew up in that time would know it. My mother, I mean, I remember it vaguely, but I remember it still being in reruns. Reruns or redifusión, repeticiones. And I didn't know this. So there was a spinoff. This show was a spinoff that occurred after an episode of Happy Days. It was such a popular episode, and Robin Williams. So this would be the first thing to watch. Before you watch Mork and Mindy, go back to the roots and see if you can find Happy Days, Robin Williams episode. Mork is the character's name. And, man. Awesome, awesome show. I remember watching it and cracking up. He would just say funny things and do funny things. And I think everybody realized at that point, this guy has star potential. This guy is on another planet, or the expression that we use, this guy is head and shoulders above the rest. Está muy por encima de los demás. So that's Robin Williams, and the movie is Good Morning Vietnam! But right now it's time to move on to our Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, amigos. It is the Double Trouble section only on the show with no name, and I can't believe it. We've got to go to a commercial break in a minute, and then we've only got one part of the show left. So where did it go? Hello? What happened? It just flew by like a lightning bolt. Well, don't worry. We've got more, and we're going to make it all count. We're going to have lots of fun. We're going to play. We're going to sing and do a lot in the fourth and final part of today's show. But right now, we've got another challenge. Now, I'll ask you to hold off. Don't send me your answers yet, because we're going to a commercial break, as I said, in less than a minute. So we'll take a look at your answers when we come back. We'll also listen to the Say What soundbite. We've got jokes, famous birthdays, and Name That Lyric, one of my favorite sections. And as you know, you save the best for last. So, folks, here it is. This is today's double trouble. Está claro al verlo que eso es una llanura. All right? Está claro al verlo que eso es una llanura. When we're talking about, you know, land, tierra. All right, guys, that's today's double trouble. We'll take a look at the answer to that and much more when we come back for the fourth and final part of today's show. So, stick around.
A nuestra tienda física en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Baugan. 99 euro for 1 year of classes. You can spread the 99 euro over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, baugan.com.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro Vaughan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Vaughan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
We've got a lot of stuff to go, so let's listen to our Say What soundbite. This is the fourth and final listen. So I know that J.M. Hermosilla got it. I don't know if anybody else got it yet, but guys, here's your last chance.
You turn it around and say to people, "This is." Let me introduce you to a whole different point of view or a different perspective. And I think I succeeded in doing that, with not only with Lando, but with most of the things I've done. I mean, when people can quote lines that you've used in movies, I think that says a great deal.
There you go, folks. That was the fourth and final listen of today's Say What soundbite. All right, well, we've got to move on. Tenemos que seguir hacia adelante because we've got a lot to do, and we've got to move on to our double trouble section. So the translation was, está clarísimo al verlo que es una llanura. Okay, and I looked it up. A llanura is a, well, I know in English it's a flat piece of land. Okay, in fact, there's an area of the United States which is called the Great... In fact, we looked at the word great before as well. Well, the Great Plains in the United States, let's look it up. I've looked it up before, but I always forget. But I remember learning them. Hello? That's not what I'm looking for. The Great Plains? It gave me Lady Gaga. What does Lady Gaga have to do with the Great Plains? What's wrong with you, Google? So the Great Plains, or sometimes just called the Plains, are they're located in Kansas, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Montana, Colorado. So it's a big, big, huge piece of land in the United States in the center that's called the Great Plains. Las Grandes Llanuras, it's called. Okay, so good. We've got that second part. Eso es una llanura. That's a plain. Okay. Let's take a look at how the word is defined, because I like that too, not just to give you the word in Spanish, but plain is sencillo, liso, right? Simple, a la vista, okay? But plain is valle, planicie, llanura. It's flat land. And we have this expression, the rain on the plain stays mainly in Spain. Ah, the rain in Spain, esa es. The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain. See, you've heard that one before, maybe. If not, you should know that one. It's a classic. So then we need the first part. Esto es una llanura. That's a plain. P-L-A-I-N. Not plain like airplane, right? It sounds exactly the same, but it's pronounced plain. P-L-A-I-N. It's like the word plan with an extra I. Okay, so some of you put, let's see what you guys got here. I'll look at some of your comments. Chris says, it's plain, that is a plane. Great, that's fine. Great, we'll give it to you. Give it up for Chris. I like Leonardo's using the expression I was looking for. Good job. Wow, guys. I see many of you have participated in the section. Great, excellent. So you can say it's plain. It's plain to see. Es una frase hecha. It's plain to see that you're upset. No, está clarísimo. It's plain to see. But there's another one, and Leonardo used it too. It's plain as day. Y quería enseñarte ese también. It is plain as day. Tan claro como el día, ¿no? Decimos que se ve todo clarísimo. So it's plain to see, or it's plain as day, and those mean está clarísimo. No está escondido, right? P-L-A-I-N. So it's plain to see, or it's plain as day, that that's a plane. And also the word plain means ordinary as well. If something is plain, it doesn't have a lot of seasoning and things. So if you listen to the pizza episode of FYI, I say in New York, if you order a slice of pizza, un trozo de pizza, it says plain slice. Now you can say cheese slice, but plain is sin adornos, el normal. Okay, plain, P-L-A-I-N, can be also soso, right? Very plain, P-L-A-I-N, sounds exactly like avión, plane, P-L-A-N-E. Let's see, I've got some other people participating here too. Looks like Jaster got the Say What soundbite. We'll take a look at that in a moment, guys. So much participation. I love it, but sometimes it's hard for me to keep up because, wow, so many of you are learning English and having fun. So thank you, but it's time to move on to another section. It's plain as day that it's time for your favorite section, You're Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking. That's right, guys. All right. Well, you know how this section works. It's quite simple. I tell a joke. Remember, we don't say jokes. We tell jokes. I tell you a joke and we see if you get it. And if you get it, well, good. Give yourself a pat on the back because it means that you've got mastery, at least some kind of mastery over the English language as far as vocabulary is concerned. So here it is, guys. Today's joke. Remember, get your tomatoes ready. But if you throw a tomato at me, it's maybe because you didn't get it. So maybe it's just the humor is just so highbrow. Como decimos, ¿no? De humor muy intelectual. No, es broma, ¿eh? Okay, I'm joking. Como se llama la sección. So what did the football player... Now, remember this. I guess it doesn't matter in this joke, but if you said that in my country, we'd clearly be thinking about somebody on the Giants or the Green Bay, you know, somebody who plays fútbol americano, as you guys call it. So what did the football player say to the flight attendant? Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach. O sea, depende cómo lo pronuncias. But so you could say this two ways. You could say, put me in, coach. Or you could say, put me in coach. Ahora, ahí viene la diferencia. Because the words mean the same thing. It's just where you put the stress. You're saying something different. Let's see. Let's see if you guys got my amazing joke. Yeah, I know. I know it was amazing. Just try and keep yourselves under control. Nobody got it. Just the crickets. Wow. Put me in coach. Or put me in coach. O sea, en una estoy diciendo, put me in, coach. ¿No? Estoy pidiendo. Y el otro estoy diciendo, put me in, coach. Hmm. I don't think anybody got... Did nobody get this joke? Really? Carmen says, amazing. Are you just being nice? Te doy pena. So a lot of you guys are like scratching your heads saying, what the... All right. So we need to know that the word coach, right, means entrenador. But I want you guys to be very, very careful with this word because you don't know how many students mix up the word couch and coach. So a sofa is a couch. Y si no quieres, si no quieres decir couch, di sofa. Pero no es sofá, es sofa. El acento va al principio. So you can say sofa or couch, but don't say coach because that's entrenador. Y no sabes la cantidad de alumnos que me han dicho, Alberto, I was on the coach. Estaba encima del entrenador. And I was like, whoa, Zidane. So a coach is somebody who trains a team, really. A coach is also a nice bus. You say autocar, no? Turístico. That's a coach as well. But also, if you fly coach, you're flying in the clase turista. It's called coach or coach class. So interesting, that word, coach. Now they say economy class, but I think coach sounds better. I don't fly first class. I fly coach. Why? I can't afford first class. I'd love to fly first class, but I always end up flying coach. So what did the football player say to the flight attendant? And the flight attendant are people who work on the plane. Another way to call all of the people who work on board are uniformed crew members. And those are people who you never know. Don't be rude to those people because they could save your life if they had to. They're trained to do so. So don't ever, I didn't get my drink. Remember that these people are under extreme stress and they're prepared to do something that you and they hope you never have to do. Okay. So when you think about that next time your drink is a little bit late or whatever, just remember, they've got a lot of other duties, besides just, you know, filling up your drinks. So, coach, put me in coach. Es méteme, que quiero jugar, entrenador. Es una canción muy popular. If you guys listened to the baseball episode of FYI, I talked about the song Center Field. Si no la conocéis, es buenísima. Lo menciono en ese podcast. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. Méteme, entrenador, que I'm ready to play. Soy listo para jugar. So, again, if I was talking to my coach, I would say, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. But if I was talking to somebody, say, you know, put me in first class, pondría el acento en, put me in coach. See how the whole intention in my voice changes, even though it's the same exact sentence. The example I always give with this one is, if you tell me, hey, my son, you know, he doesn't like brushing his teeth. You know, he doesn't like this habit of brushing his teeth. He's very young and he is not used to it yet. And if I tell you, oh, tell me about it. In that case, I'm telling you, I want to know more. What happened? Right? But if I tell you with a sarcastic tone, oh, tell me about it. It means I'm going through the same thing. Because that tell me about it is me lo dices o me lo cuentas. You know? So, just something over there. The tone is so important when we're talking, you know? So there you go. I give you examples used. I give you baby examples because that's what I live. That's my life. All right. Well, put me in, coach. Now you guys know. And please be careful next time you got to pronounce those words. And as I said, if you can't say couch, then you can always try and say the word sofa. But remember, it's not sofá. Okay, good. Es que no hay forma como decirlo como en español. There's nothing I can do about that. But warn you, avisarte, so that you don't fall into these traps when you're speaking English in the future. That said, my amigos, we've got to move on. It's time for a little celebration over here. We call it Famous Birthday Trivia. That's right, amigos. It's Famous Birthdays only on the show with no name. And as always, this is the part of the show where we give you some famous people. I'll give you some clues, and I want you guys to tell me who these people are using a full sentence. So today, you can say it many different ways. It's blah, na, 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 na's birthday. Or today, da, 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 is celebrating a birthday. Be creative. That's your job as the student there. I try and be creative with the lessons, but when it comes time to express yourself, that's your job. It's, as I said yesterday, the ball is in your court. All right. So the first birthday boy was born in 1965. Now we wouldn't normally call a grown man a boy, But why are we doing it? Because it's a birthday boy. Entonces ahí sí que hay una excepción cuando llamamos a un adulto. Because if not, I'd say a guy or a dude or a man. I wouldn't say a boy. Okay? So this guy was born in 1965. He's an American singer, songwriter, and guitarist, best known as the frontman of the alternative rock band The Pixies. And I gotta say, a huge fan of The Pixies over here. I don't know about you guys, but I love The Pixies. And then they broke up in 1993, and he went, he did a solo career using his stage name, which is kind of a cool name. He released two albums as a solo artist, and then he formed a new band, and the Catholics. There's another word that we don't pronounce the same, right? You say Catholic, Catholico, right? Catholico. We say Catholic. La O ni la pronuncias, Catholic. Catholic, okay? And so what else? His vocal style's very, very distinct. He's got like screaming, but he's got like this melodic style. So he mixes all this stuff. And the unconventional song lyrics too, I think, is another thing that contributed to the success of the Pixies. So, then they regrouped, 2004. The Pixies regrouped, but he continued, even though he was with the Pixies, he continued to tour as a solo artist until 2013, about 7 years ago, when he declared that his solo career was officially over and he was a Pixie for life. And I know the Pixies have been touring, not since COVID, obviously, but wonderful stuff. If you guys aren't familiar, great group over there. One of my musical influences as well. Speaking of influences, this guy's movies. I love this guy's movies. He's an American filmmaker and screenwriter, also a producer. And, well, some of his movies you might recognize, The Natural. I'm talking a lot about the baseball episode of FYI. If you haven't listened to it, do it. But The Natural is a movie starring Robert Redford about baseball, Glenn Close, and I've told you about this movie before. It's beautiful. It came out in 1984. It's called The Natural. He also was responsible for Good Morning Vietnam, Bugsy, which we also looked at, Wag the Dog with Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. Great movie. And he won the Academy Award for Best Director for his work on Rain Man. And you guys all know Rain Man, the famous comedy with Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise. But he's done so many other things as well. He's been involved in the industry, in the show business industry, for so, so long now. And I just can't imagine this guy not being in the industry or his movies missing from Hollywood's catalog. And last but not least, speaking of Hollywood, this guy is Hollywood without being Hollywood. Hollywood loves him, and, well, everybody around the world, I think, loves him. He was born in 1937, an American actor and novelist. He wrote some novels as well. Best known for his performance as Lando Calrissian in the Star Wars franchise, and even recently, he's been in the recent movies as well. Born in New York City, and definitely he's known in the United States for his smooth voice. I remember when I was a kid, he was doing liquor commercials. Cuando se podía poner anuncios de alcohol en la tele. And he had that voice like, oh yeah, Colt 45, which is a kind of beer. Colt 45, I remember. He was their spokesperson, portavoz. But more importantly, he was Lando from Star Wars. And we've got a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Jaster. Also, Claudia. And I love it. Claudia says, Frank Black, Barry Levinson, Billy D. Williams are blowing out the candles today. How creative. Soplando las velas. Jaster said, today's beers are on Frank Black. Black Francis, whatever you want to call him. Da, da, da. Wait. Jaster. I think you're forgetting about who we're talking about here. These are Americans. And in American tradition, the friends are the ones who pay on the birthday, which makes a lot more sense to me. At least. In fact, when I was in the States, I always told people it was my birthday. In Spain, I don't. I'm not interested. I don't want to take people out for beers. That's not what I feel like doing. But like, it's a weird tradition, guys. So, but since these guys are American, Jayster, you're buying them beers. Although I think they have more money. I don't know your financial situation, but I imagine they're rolling in it. Claudia, great job, guys, though. Very, very creative, answers from both of you. So number one was Black Francis, Frank Black, Charles Thompson the Fourth. He's known as many, many different names. Number two, Barry Levinson. And number three, Billy D. Williams. And speaking of Billy D. Williams, that'll bring us over to our Say What soundbite. This is Billy D. Williams talking about how a about how his character wasn't supposed to be black. That wasn't an important thing. The color of Lando's skin, and it wasn't about that. It was, he wanted audiences not to see him as a black guy in space, but as another character, as an important character. And that was a very important thing for him as an actor. So he said, you turn it around. Le das la vuelta a la tortilla. You turn it around and say to people, listen, let me introduce you to a whole different point of view. Te voy a presentar a una nueva, o abrir los ojos a una nueva, un nuevo punto de vista. Remember, another way to say point of view is outlook, como el Microsoft. A different perspective, otra forma de decirlo. And I think I succeeded in doing that. So mira la estructura. To succeed in doing something. Right? Ahí tienes esa estructura. Tener éxito en algo. So I think I succeeded in doing that. Not only with Lando, no solo con el personaje Lando, but with most of the things I've done. I mean, when people can quote lines you've used in movies, digo, si la gente puede citar palabras, que, frases que tú has dicho en películas, I think that says a great deal. And this is a great expression. If something says a great deal, dice mucho. No, it says a great deal. So you can say, that says a great deal about someone. The way you act, your personality says a great deal. Dice muchísimo sobre ti. So some really good expressions that we can learn here from Billy D. Williams. But let's hear him, because his voice is a lot smoother than mine.
You turn it around and say to people, "This is, let me introduce you to a whole different point of view, or a different perspective." And I think I succeeded in doing that with not only with Lando, but with most of the things I've done. I mean, when people can quote lines that you've used in movies, I think that says a great deal.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name a lyric, name a lyric, name a lyric, name a lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, name a lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, it's name a lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And here is where we start our final section. Also, the point where I say thank you. Thank you to you guys for being here, for, you know, for learning with me, for being here on Vaughn Radio, for spreading the word, for downloading my personal podcast, which, as I told you, 88,000 downloads. And that would not be possible if it weren't for you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you for coming with me on this exciting, interactive English journey week after week, month after month, year after year. I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as I am. So thank you so much for being here. And here is today's Name That Lyric. Remember, you tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist, as always. Afuera espera un vagón. Okay, un vagón is a box car, en un tren, right? A box car. Afuera el guiso de familia, the family stew. A stew es un guiso, S-T-E-W. Out by the fire breathing, al lado del fuego que arde, right? Outside we wait till faces turn blue, hasta que las caras se convierten en azul. I know the nervous walking, sé el andar nervioso. Sé que la barba sucia cuelga. I know the dirty beard hangs out by the boxcar waiting. Take me to nowhere plains. Llévame a la meseta, or the word we looked at before, plain. We said valle. No, what was the word now? Ah, lo tengo aquí. Llanura. So there's that word. Take me to las llanuras de la nada. There is a wait so long. Hay una espera muy larga. So long, so long, tan larga. You'll never wait so long. Here comes your man. Aquí viene tu tío, tu amiga, tu amigo, tu colega, tu chico. It can be all of those things. Now, there are rumors that this song is about a drug deal. Yeah, un intercambio de drogas. I don't know. The song is called Here Comes Your Man. And the first person to get it, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Chris Valroy. Also born to Iron Man, J.M. Hermosilla as well. And thank you, all of you who are saying thank you. Thank you very much to you as well. Here it is. It's the Pixies. Here Comes Your Man. Sing it with me. 3, 2, 1. You know you want to sing it. All right, well, do it. Google it.
Outside there's a boxcar waiting.
Listen to this voice he's got. He whines, lloriquea un poco, but he's awesome.
Outside the fire breathing. Outside we wait till face turns blue. I know the nervous walking. I know the dirty beard hangs. Out by the boxcar waiting.
Are you singing? Hard note to hit.
No way. It is a wait so long. So long, so long. You know it's so long.
Here comes your man. Now here comes your man.
Here comes your man.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening and speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person,